Thank you, Steve. John Williams is without question one of Hollywood's most accomplished composers. His themes for Jaws, Superman, Star Wars, E.T., and Jurassic Park are widely recognized as some of the greatest in the history of cinema. It is an honor to talk to John Williams. Hello, John.
Wendy, help.
I can't help you, John. Can I just tell you, that's why I love working with Bill Leff, because you never know what's going to happen.
Whenever we do these interviews, and I always appreciate the opportunity to come on your show, I'm so hoping, like, God, Wendy can't be sick today. Wendy has to be there. Wendy has to be there.
We get all these vitamins sent to us in the mail from Minnesota right before John's visits with us, and I never understand why.
I love listening to you on the radio, Bill, but you terrify me. I must say.
Thank you. Thanks,
you
John.
You get used to him, John. You don't talk to him enough.
No,
on
it's
here.
Always good. It's always funny. I just
it's scary.
I feel lost.
Oh,
can
you
imagine like getting on a bus and he's behind the wheel? It's gonna be like, we're gonna die, but it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be good.
Actually, I'd get off that bus if I saw him.
I would too. I wouldn't be on that bus. How are you, John?
I'm good.
How's that Vibe Score app treating you? It's fun to play on.
Thank you for asking that. That's not why I wondered if I could kind of weasel in on your show here for a couple of minutes. But we do a segment on my Saturday show. We call it the Vibe Score, and it's that app that I promoted on your show about a year ago. And it's fun. It's one word, V-I-B-E-S-C-O-R-E. You can download it on your iPhone, and away we go.
It's fun to see what's trending and what people think.
Yeah, and then scoring, too. So, you know, the new Christo art exhibit, the orange ribbon in the lake in Italy. Have you seen the picture of that? On a scale of 1 to 100, what do you give it? A President Trump or a President Clinton, 1 to 100. What's your vibe or feel for that? And so we feed people news and then ask them a scorable question at the end of each post. And then we review them on the Saturday show at 2:30, yeah.
Chicago time.
Chicago time. Do you find that stuff that's trending in one area? I mean, I know that everybody has their own local news, so whatever's happening locally is going to take precedent. But nationally, the big stories are kind of the big stories everywhere, aren't they?
I think so. I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you from Minnesota right now, but I do the Saturday show on WGN, and a lot of the big, you know, we don't talk about Rauner as much up here as you do.
Right.
You don't talk about fishing as much as we do up here.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. I mean, they talk about fishing
a lot
in Minnesota.
10,000 lakes, John.
A lot. I mean, not just in passing, but it's just funny. You go to stores, gas stations, and they've got, you know, minnows just about everywhere.
They've started to have that around here in the suburbs as well.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, it's pretty unsettling to me when I go fill up the gas tank at a Shell station and see fresh bait.
Oh.
Because I didn't really think I was living out in the country.
You weren't planning on buying
no,
fresh bait.
But if I need it, I know where
suburbs.
To go.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just read somewhere that someone was using Cheetos as bait. Do you know about that in Minnesota?
I'm unaware of this phenomenon.
Maybe you should look that up and when you talk fishing on your Minnesota show.
Hey then, don't you know? But the big stories, the national stories, yeah. You know, doggone it. Everybody's talking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and stuff happening in Orlando. It's kind of hard to break out of that cycle right now.
John, I've told Wendy this, that when I was doing stand-up and I would work in Minnesota, the people of Minnesota are so polite that they will never tell you they don't like anything. If there's something they don't like, they'll just go, oh, that's different. They'll never just straight out say, I don't like that.
That's kind of why, I probably shouldn't say this, but that's why I like doing talk radio in Chicago, because they'll just call in and go, hey, and then they'll just tell you how they feel.
Sure.
In fact, they'll call in on WGN and tell you how they feel. You ain't even asked.
Right.
We're here. I've got to really kind of coax it and say, okay, I'm going to take a commercial break. This is a talk show. Here's the phone number. God, I'll come to your house and bake you a pie. Just call. You don't have that trouble in the south suburbs. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They're primed. So there is a different feel, I would say, even if the subjects are the same.
Yeah.
All right, so Vibe Score is cool. Check it out. You can get it at the App Store for Android, and it's regular. You can go Android now too. I know
No, it's still iOS. But can I ask you tell you about my Roosevelt show too?
Yeah, that's what I was going to just switch gears.
Segue
so why don't you do it?
Well, this is something that we've done we've done this every year, sometimes twice a year, for maybe 15, 20 years now on WGN, where we do a stage show. I come out and interview Thomas Jefferson or Teddy Roosevelt, and then the audience gets to ask questions. And I think this year it's really going to be interesting, don't you? I mean, funny, but also informative, because for obvious reasons. But if you want a bombastic bragger, that was Teddy Roosevelt. If you want a career politician, that was Teddy Roosevelt. He's sort of the best or worst of both worlds, you know?
John, I can't tell you, especially in this election cycle, the past several months, how badly I'd love to get inside the heads of everyone from our forefathers right up until politicians of 10, 15, and 20 years ago to see what they make of this. And this is a great chance to do just that.
Well, that's what it is. So the gentleman who portrays Thomas Jefferson, famous for, you know, famously with me, I mean, he was the principal interview in the Ken Burns documentary about Thomas Jefferson. He is America's number one scholar on Jefferson. He's memorized more Jefferson than Jefferson. So he knows this stuff. But that guy is just as committed to Teddy Roosevelt. So he comes on stage sometimes with kind of the tuxedo top hat sort of look, like the Monopoly man. And then other times like a Rough Rider with the chaps and the cowboy hat. But it's Roosevelt. And he's loud and he's positive. And he says, hey, you know, I feel fit as a fiddle. Let's go on a hike. That's kind of the attitude you get. And then it's just one amazing story after another. But with some perspective, people will say, well, do you think we should be involved in Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever, and immigration? And he'll give you the Rooseveltian perspective on that.
I have a question that I would like you to ask him for me.
What's that?
Is he jealous of Alexander Hamilton?
Isn't that a great question?
I think they all should be. And so we're doing this show. So the Roosevelt show is in August. And then Jefferson comes to town the weekend before the election in November. Well, Hamilton will still be running.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a mind to put Jefferson in costume and just go get tickets or stand in queue, you know, just and look really ticked off, you know, the whole time.
That's
and
a good idea.
And then squawk about $800 a ticket. This is outrageous.
$8,000.
Yeah. So Lord knows Chicago will be thinking presidential stuff starting August and moving forward.
The show, The Return of Teddy Roosevelt, is on August the 13th, but tickets are going on sale next week, right? Is that on Tuesday?
Tuesday, the 28th. Go to WGNradio.com/events. In fact, if you just Google Teddy Roosevelt news right now, the first thing is Justin Kaufman's talking about it last night.
Oh, good.
How does that happen? So I don't know who's doing search engine optimization to WGN, but props to them for that. But yeah, if you go to WGNradio.com/events, there's a description of it. It's going to be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 13th at the College of DuPage. You can't buy tickets yet, but we just wanted to circle your calendar the 28th, because that's when you go there, you will be able to buy tickets, and it always sells out, sometimes in an hour. So by all means, come see the show and be ready to jump on him on Tuesday.
The reason I bring up Alexander Hamilton is obviously yesterday the tickets went on sale, and we were trying to find out more about Alexander Hamilton. And Bill, do you remember when I read one of the facts, and it's like Theodore Roosevelt was a big fan, and he was referred to as Telescope Teddy.
Right.
Why is that? Do you know, John?
No. Telescope Teddy?
Yeah. I mean, I know that Teddy Bear was named after Theodore Roosevelt, because when I worked at Brookfield Zoo, there's the Roosevelt Memorial Fountain.
Yeah.
And the Teddy Bear was named after him. That was in my script.
I know that he was mocked or made fun of as a young man for his glasses. He wore really thick glasses. In fact, he was eventually blinded in one eye during a boxing match with an army soldier. He was president of the United States. He loved to get a good workout. And so he said, send up one of your best fighters. And they go, all right. And then the guy's sparring with him. And he says, oh, come on, hit me. He hit him, detached his retina, and he was blind for the rest of his life in one eye.
Wow.
Imagine Barack Obama or, you know, George Bush doing that. And the guy pows him in the face and blinds the president, the sitting president. That's what happened to Roosevelt. He wore really thick glasses, so maybe it's a reference to that.
I actually found it. This speak softly and carry a big stick president got this nickname, Telescope Teddy.
For spying on neighbors.
For checking out Mrs. Johnson, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Johnson being
about.
The operative word. When he got this nickname, went out west in 1900, he had all of his rifles fitted with small telescopes for long-distance shooting in addition to his very thick glasses.
Ah, wow. Hey, well, that's... See, now you know something I don't.
There's, how about that?
He's a very... His stories, really, you guys. I mean, San Juan Hill, his adventures out west, his the way he became president. I mean, you worried about Hillary or Donald becoming president. McKinley got assassinated. He was the vice president at the time, but they thought when McKinley got elected, they said, your job is to live for 8 years. And then he gets killed, and yeah. Roosevelt's president, and they're all slapping their foreheads going, oh, no, this cowboy is president. We're screwed. Turns out we were okay, but you never know. You never know. So he's that character.
It's such a great story. It's the return of Teddy Roosevelt. Tickets are going to go on sale next Tuesday. That's June the 28th. And the best way to do that again, John, is?
Yeah, just go to WGNradio.com/events, bookmark it, or make a note now, because the 28th is when you'll be able to buy them. These shows, you will cry when he talks about sending his sons into combat and then being shot down in World War I. But you'll laugh your fool head off, too, and you'll get a real sense of what a great president can be. And it's fun. It's really fun.
And then, John, I sent you a couple of emails about you interviewing me as Sacagawea, but I did not get a return email on those. Is that, are you still thinking about that?
I got to be honest with you, Bill. I gave you a fake email address.
Oh, you did?
A preemptive strike there from John Williams.
So you just keep typing away, buddy, all right. Because I appreciate the ideas.
Sure.
Great to talk to you. And when are you on this Saturday?
I don't know.
Is it 1 to 3? I want to say one to three. All right,
one
good.
To three. 1 to 3. So thanks for some time. Keep doing the good work. I love your show when I hear it, and thanks for letting me plug mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks. Right back at you. It's John Williams, everybody. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.